5-layered personality starting from Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya Kosha. Outermost casing is called as Annamaya Kosha, made up of earth and water elements. Outermost casing, earth and water element. Within that, Pranamaya Kosha is made up of the fire, air and ether elements. This outer casing, when the person dies, outer casing, the 5 gross elements of this body, earth element, water element, fire element, air element and ether element, gets merged with the gross elements outside. Inside, the gross elements gets merged with outer gross elements. So, the outer body is dissolved. Sooner or later, whether you bury it or burn it or put it in the casing and put it, slowly outer body is decomposed. This body is decomposed. What remains undecomposed is Manomaya Kosha. When we die, body decomposes, body goes into dust. What remains undissolved is Manomaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha, it cannot be dissolved. It goes out. Manomaya Kosha goes out. The Manomaya Kosha goes out dependent on the karma, weight of the karma appended to that one. Because of the weight of the karma, so heavy karma, Manomaya Kosha is not able to go up, leading to Manomaya Kosha gets attached to the gross elements. It's only attached to the gross element. It makes the soul to be born again and again. Manomaya Kosha is attached to so much to the gross element, it propels the soul to come back again. It cannot go up. So it keeps on coming again and again. The karma, how to reduce the karma in scriptures, Yoga Shastra talks about Yama and Niyama are nothing but how to reduce the load on the Manomaya Kosha. Manomaya Kosha load has to be reduced. Yama principle, Niyama principle are centered around how to reduce the load on the Manomaya Kosha so that it can ascend further. It can go further, higher, and the body can get, soul gets freed from the shackles of the gross elements. And the Yama and Niyama, Ahimsa, Yama, the pillars of yoga, Yama, 5 in number, Ahimsa, Satya, Asteya, Brahmacharya, Aparigraha. Aparigraha, the 5 in principle, Niyama, 5 in principle, 5 Niyamas are Shaucha, Santosha, Tapa, Swadhyaya, Ishwara Pranidhana. 5 Yama and 5 Niyamas are there. The message of Yama and Niyama are not only the physical manifestation, it is a mental concept also. Yama and Niyama are not just a physical application. The mentality behind your thinking determines the Yama and Niyama. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about one who refrains from the physical activities but thinks about that one all the time, that person is called as a Mithyachari. Mithyachari, and the technical term Sri Krishna introduces, Karmendriyani Sanyamya Ya Aste Manasasmaran Indriyarthan Vimudatma Mithyachara Sauchyate. It is talking about physically I'm not doing, and mentally I'm thinking about, disharmony is there within, that person is called as a Mithyachari. And Sri Krishna is, for example, Ahimsa. Ahimsa means non-injury, literal meaning non-injury. Our life should not be a burden on others. and but in reality we cannot live without injuring others. Even while from car park to come here, we would have stepped on various insects. We have our life. It's living without injuring others is not possible. Even when you are eating something or boiling something, some insect would have gone in, and our life, we cannot live without total ahimsa. We can't do ahimsa. How to minimize that one? How to minimize? Sri Krishna talks about ahimsa in the battlefield. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the battlefield, he asks Arjuna, observe ahimsa and fight the battle. Observe ahimsa and fight the battle. The ahimsa meaning, it has to be understood properly. Even Gandhi, he misunderstood that one. He thought ahimsa means if somebody slaps you on one cheek, show the other one. Gandhi's concept of ahimsa misled millions of people. It made the others to exploit Indians. The concept of ahimsa, he misunderstood. Ahimsa means if somebody bashes you, show the other side. It is not that one. Sri Krishna says in the battlefield, fight the battle, observe ahimsa. What is ahimsa? Observe means, ahimsa means act without jealousy, act without hatred, as an offering to the Lord. You have to do your duty. As a policeman, if he says, I'm observing ahimsa, yesterday's topic discussion came about, Jitendra also made a comment, and if a police says, I'm observing ahimsa, I'm opening the jail cells, let all criminals come out. I'm observing ahimsa, I don't want to hurt them, society cannot work. And Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, kama krodha viyuktanam, without kama and krodha, desire, your ahimsa comes, act without any selfish interest. When you are having a selfish interest, whatever you are doing, then hook or crook you want to achieve that one, so much of ahimsa you do. By jealousy, backbiting, backstabbing, so much of things happens because selfish interest. Sri Krishna says, kama krodha viyuktanam, no personal agenda. When I have a personal agenda, somebody blocks me, I get very angry. Then action becomes, I don't know what I am doing, then I start hurting that one. Sri Krishna says, you are not doing for your own personal agenda. You are not doing out of anger. As a duty, call of a warrior, you have to stand, bring out, fight for dharma. You have to fight for dharma. Sri Krishna says, ahimsa. You have to follow the ahimsa. Ahimsa, and when you read the scriptures, you can't read it based on the lexicon meaning, literal meaning. Paroksha priyanam devanam. It talks about divine beings don't like to, the scriptures to open up easily. It is not a literal meaning. The divine beings like the scriptures having a profound meaning. When you start diving into the profound meaning, happiness comes. Happiness, joy in your life comes. Joy, it should not be dependent on the outer things. What others give me. If somebody gives me something, I get happy. That is not santosha. The santosha is one of the niyamas. Santosha says, you get happiness for no reason. Your happiness should not be dependent on others or other product. Today is Father's Day. What present Amrit gave? My happiness is not dependent on... Amrit forgot also. And the presents other give, my happiness should not be dependent on. My happiness, niralamba ananda. Niralamba, not dependent on. Yoga trains you to be happy for no reason. discover the happiness. When you tap into the fountain of happiness, and you have understood what yoga means. You are not dependent on, if you are dependent on others, always I am sulking. Always I am whinging and cringing. Be happy within, when you are so happy and within, with ahimsa, dedicating your action to the Lord without any personal desire and anger, as an when you start discovering the happiness within, not dependent on others, ahimsa, you are established in ahimsa, you are established in santosha. Lie down.